Hey everyone, welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Thanks so much for joining us, and if you're brand new, we'd like to welcome you to the Daily Hope family. We hope you'll join us every day and that you'll enjoy the teachings of Pastor Rick Warren right here. Well, today, Rick begins a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick's going to show us what it means to be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. So let's jump right in with part one of a message called, You've Got to Get Connected.
You know, the world has never been more connected. No matter what happens in the world, we hear about it now within seconds. Like this plane that landed in the river. Did you hear about that? It was instant. I mean, within seconds, it was on all three of the full-time news networks, and they were talking about it. And now, companies are laying billions of miles of, fiber optics and shooting satellites into space. And honestly, as somebody who's traveled a lot around the world, there's almost no place you can go where you can't find a kid texting on a cell phone. I mean, I've seen it out in the middle of jungles and the deserts. So here's a little kid doing this. But in spite of the fact that the world is getting more and more connected, I talk to people all the time who feel more and more disconnected. They feel like, I'm out of it. I'm not in the flow. I think loneliness is a pandemic, particularly here in America. I think there's the mobility of life. I think the pace of life. I think, our push toward self-fulfillment and individualism, all those things wreak havoc on our relationships. And I know that people just don't feel as connected as they did a generation ago, when sometimes you'd have 2, 3, 4 generations of a family still in the same little town. And there was a safety net where everybody knew everybody else. And now you can, because of electronic garage doors, you can go in and out of your house and never, ever meet your neighbors and never be really connected even to the people who live right next to you. And the Bible tells us very clearly that you were created for connections. In fact, the very first thing that God said was, it's not good for man to be alone. Now, he had created Adam in a perfect environment. And he's there, and he's got everything. No problems at all. And yet God says, no. Human beings are not made for isolation. We were made for connection. Why? Because we're created in the image of God. And the Bible says God is love. And in order to love, you got to have somebody to love. There has to be loving relationships in your life. Whether you ever marry or not is irrelevant. What matters is you need healthy connections, healthy relationships in your life. And we try to substitute all kinds of things for it. You know, making a lot of money, having a good hobby, career success, and all these things. But nothing can take the place of connecting to God and connecting to each other. I read just this week again about the famous Rosetta family. It was a study they did in a little Pennsylvania town, and they studied this family. It was multi-generational because these people were living into their 90s and 100s. And the problem was they did everything wrong. They ate high fat. They all smoked. They didn't do any exercise at all. And they were living into their 90s and 100s. And they couldn't figure it out. And after a while, this is a multi-generational study, times change and people start moving out of the village and moving into the town and saying, I need some space. I got to have my freedom. And you know what happened? They started dying earlier. It's a very famous study. And they discovered that the glue of a healthy life above everything else is healthy connections, healthy relationships. And that's what I want to talk about as we begin this new series. I'm going to talk about getting connected spiritually. You've got to connect emotionally and with other people, and you've got to connect spiritually, not just with God, but with other people. Now, the Bible says this. Notice there in your outline, in Romans chapter 12, verses 5, it says this. Even though we are many individuals, and we're all unique, nobody's like anybody else, Christ makes us one body. and individuals who are connected to each other. Would you circle that? We are connected to each other. Now, I want you to turn to the total stranger next to you and say, did you know we're connected? don't ask him for a date or, don't propose. Just the fact is we're, you made a connection. There you go. Now, we're going to start this series on getting connected spiritually because it's so important to your life. Life is all about connections. And I tonight just want to, and this weekend, want to simply deal with what it means to be spiritually connected. This is kind of a little introduction before we dig into all of the details in the days ahead and in the weeks ahead. And I want us to look at four metaphors out of the Bible because most people, when I say spiritually connected, they're going, huh? What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. And they have never experienced a spiritual connection, and they never have enjoyed the bliss, literally the bliss of a spiritual connection. Now, the Bible gives us four different metaphors in the New Testament on what it means to be spiritually connected, word pictures that describe the church. So what does it mean to get spiritually connected? Well, it means four things. Number one, to be spiritually connected, it's like being built into a building. That's the first metaphor the Bible uses to kind of explain this concept for us. It's like being built into a building. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22, the Bible says, in Christ, you are built together. You're built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. It's a temple for God. You know, it's so fascinating to me as we were building the refinery building for all of our community outreach and our student zone and all the different things we were doing. I was always fascinated to watch that thing going up. And, you know, every few weeks I'd just kind of sneak in there and walk around and there was stuff laying all over the place. And I noticed one thing, that in building any kind of building, whether it's this building or any of the others we have on this campus, it takes tens of thousands of different parts. It's not just one big piece. It's just part connected to part, connected to part, connected to part, welded, glued, stapled, sewn, nailed, whatever, in all of the different formats to get it all together. And the most important thing about a building is this. The parts have to fit. I mean, if you have a beam that is a half inch too short, sorry, it's worthless. If you have a pipe that is an inch too short or too long, you can't use it. If you have a door that has the hinges on the wrong side or it is 3/4 of an inch wider, doesn't work. It only works if all the parts fit. And to be safe and to be stable in any building, you have to connect things just right. Now, I also noticed as they were building this refinery building is that as I would walk around, there were a lot of spare parts laying around in the building. Wood and brick and stone and pipe and, wire, electronic, electrician's wire and stuff like that. And I discovered something. A piece of pipe can be in a building and not be connected to it. Now, this is really a metaphor for life. There are people who come and they're in Saddleback Church family. And they come every week and they're in it, but they're not really connected to this church family. And so there's a missing element there. And the point of this is that if you're not connected, you might write this down, in a building, a disconnected frame has no support. You know, if this wall over here was not connected to anything else, it just fall over. In fact, I remember watching them put up the walls here because these walls are made out of cement. And they laid them out flat and they built them cement and they set them up. And it was pretty precarious until they got them connected. That's true in any area of life. You are in a precarious position with your life until you get connected. Because unless you're connected, the rogue winds are going to blow you over, and the emotional and financial earthquakes are going to undermine you, and the rains are going to beat down on your roof, and all these different things are going to happen. You got to get connected. Now, notice this next verse. The Bible says it like this. You are a building that rests on the apostles and the prophets as its foundation, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is welded together. Notice that. And it rises into a sacred temple in the Lord. And in him, you are yourselves built in this, into this, to form a dwelling for God. You've heard people talk about your body is a temple. And for many years, I always would say, now, if your body is a temple, I want to give God a big temple, you know. But that's not really good theology, really, guys. But the truth is, we are all a temple together. And so this first analogy, we're like a temple. God is building a spiritual temple, and what makes it different? It's a living one, and it's going to last forever, and you got to get connected to it. Now, why did God choose to use a building as an illustration of what our relationship is supposed to be like? Because of this principle that I just shared with you, that in a building, the connected parts have to fit. They have to be connected, or there's no support. Each holds up the other part. If you're not spiritually connected, there's nobody there to hold you up. There's nobody there to walk with you when you get laid off, when you get cancer, when you hear somebody's walking out of your life, when you get the dreaded word on the phone that your parents have died or your grandchildren are seriously ill or whatever. You have to have that support. You were not meant to go through life unsupported. That's the idea of a building. You need physical support, you need emotional support, and you need spiritual support. And that's why we're going to do this series on why it's important to get connected. So what does it mean to be spiritually connected? It means four things. First, it means it's like being built into a building, that we lean on each other, that we help each other, that we support each other when things are going wrong. And if you're not connected, if you're not framed in, if you're not welded, if you're not attached, you're going to fall over. You're not going to have the support you need in life. It's like a building being built into a building. Number two, the second thing the Bible compares it to, it's like being joined into a body. It's like being joined into a body. Now, one of the most common descriptions of the church in the Bible, you know, is the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And what Jesus Christ did when he was here in his physical body, walking around and doing all those things, he wants us to continue to do today. We are the body of Christ on the earth. We are Christ's hands. We are Christ's feet, ears, eyes, mouth, nose. We are his hands. We are his heart to the world today. The church is the body of Christ. Now, everybody knows that in order to have a body, it's all got to be connected. You can't have a disconnected hand or disconnected toe or disconnected ear or anything like that. And the Bible says this, in Christ's body, we're all connected. Circle that word. You got to get connected. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other. Notice not to God, but to each other. He says, when you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself. Why? Because we're all connected. We're part of the body. We're all part of the same body of Christ. Notice this next verse in Romans chapter 12. Just as there are many parts in our bodies, so it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of it, and it takes every one of us to make it complete. For we each have different work to do. So, we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. Now, this is a very important verse. I want to stop here for just a second because it says five things about spiritual connections in just one verse. First, it says that in the church, we are all many different parts. And God designed it that way. Some are the hands and some are the ears and some are the mouth and some are the feet and some are the heart. And we're all different parts of the body, and it's all unique, and God intended for that day. God didn't expect us to all be alike. You can have unity without uniformity. God does not like uniformity. In fact, God likes variety. Have you figured that one out? Look down your row. God really overdoses on variety. I mean, really. He could have made maybe somebody who looked and thought and acted just like you on the other part of the world, and you wouldn't know it. But in all of history, all of the billions of people, he never made anybody like you. With the same looks, even twins aren't the same. Different emotions, different experiences, different background, different likes and perceptions, and all of these different... God loves variety. I've told you this before, that when God created the insect beetles, he created over 8,000 varieties of beetles. Now really, you would have thought 100 or 200 would be enough. But God overdoses on variety. So God doesn't want us to be like each other. Did you hear that? God does not want you to be like anybody else. He loves variety. He says, we are all many parts and we're all different. And then he says the second thing is that everybody's needed. So it is with Christ's body. We are all parts of it. And he says it takes every one of us to make it complete. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You build a jigsaw puzzle, you got one part missing. What are you going to notice? The one part that's missing. Okay, and that's the way it is in the body of Christ. You know, if you walked up to me and you started to talk to me and you noticed my head was missing, you'd probably notice that. You notice the part that's missing first in a body. And he says we're all important, everybody's needed. And you say, well, I'm just the toenail in the body of Christ. You ever lost a toenail? You notice it. I dropped a 12-pound weight on a toenail. It's just a tiny part. But I noticed it for about 6 months. It's like Tom always teases me. I said, you know, the most important light in my house is the little light I have on in the bathroom at night. It's not the big chandelier that impresses everybody. It's that little night light. That's the one that's most important to me. So I don't get up and stumble. And Tom goes, no, it's not it. The most important light to Rick is the one that turns on when he opens the refrigerator. Yes, that's the most important light in the house for him. Tiny. Never confuse prominence and significance. Okay? Something can be prominent but not significant. My nose is prominent. It just sticks out there. But it's not significant. I could lose my nose and keep on living the rest of my life happily ever after. It's prominent. It's not significant. But there's some stuff inside of me, like a liver and a heart and lungs. They're not prominent. But if I lost them, I'd die. And you may not be prominent in the body of Christ, but you are significant. He says it all matters. Many parts, everybody's needed. We all have work to do. And by the way, if all parts did the same thing, it'd be pretty redundant. We all need to do different things. And he says we belong to each other there. Notice, would you circle that? We belong to each other. We're not only connected to each other, we belong to each other. Sometimes people say, well, I'm a believer. Really, you ought to say, I'm a belonger. Because that's what it means to be a part of the body of Christ. You don't just believe in Jesus, you belong to Jesus. And not only do you belong to Jesus, you belong to everybody else who belongs to Jesus. We belong to each other, and he says we need each other. Each of us needs all the others. Now, what good is a hand? If I cut this hand off and it lays over there, what good is it? No good. Detached, it's worthless. A detached retina, we all know what that does. You can't see. We know a detached ear, anything that gets detached, if it's not connected to the body, it's worthless. It just shrivel. Now notice the next verse here. Paul warned about spiritually disconnected people. And he says this, they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body, but we are joined together in his body by his strong sinews, and we grow only as we get our nourishment and strength from God. Now, I want you to circle the word grow. We only grow by being connected to Christ's body. Now, what I'm going to say to you is absolutely radical. You cannot grow spiritually without the church. A lot of people think you can. Oh, you know, I just listen to Christian radio. I go to Christian concerts. I read Christian books. You may be getting head knowledge, but you cannot grow without being connected to the church. Why? Because God says growth is all about love. And you can't have love just to a radio or to a book. You got to have people in your life. That's why I keep talking about you got to be in a small group. A lot of people love everybody in the abstract, but they don't like them. You know, they like the ideal, but not the real. To dwell above with those we love, that will be a glory. But to dwell below with those we know, that's another story. And so, you know, yeah, I like Christians. I just don't want to get to know any of them. Okay? And what happens here is this disconnection. Now, notice a body, a hand that's cut off from a body, not only won't grow, it's even worse than that. It'll die. And here's the point. Even more than growth, a disconnected body part dies. It dies. And he says, you're not going to get your nourishment. And so what I'm saying to you is that this is absolutely essential. Not only do you need the body of Christ for support, like in a building, but you need the body of Christ for growth and nourishment and life. And if you're not connected to the body of Christ, you're not going to grow. In fact, you will spiritually shrivel up.
Hey, have you ever wondered how to cope with stress? Rebound from failure, defeat depression, or have peace of mind? Then I want to tell you about the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions by Pastor Rick Warren. In it, Rick takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of biblical characters that face the very same issues. He offers concise, practical, and eye-opening insights that you can apply right away. You'll discover simple ways to incorporate God's truth into your personal life, your family, and your job, allowing you to move past hardships and experience a life filled with purpose and significance. Be sure to request your copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today when you give a gift to help take the life-transforming Word of God to the world through Daily Hope. That's our way of saying thank you for your support of this ministry. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can just text the word HOPE to 70309. Again, that's the word HOPE to 70309. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.